Apple is moving to the Beat. The company's made it official. It is buying Beats Electronics, which streams music and makes the popular Beats headphones. Rumors of this deal leaked earlier this month. All told, Beats came with a $3 billion price tag, the largest acquisition in Apple's history. As NPR's Laura Seidel reports, it's a deal that has some analysts scratching their heads.
Apple's the company that transformed music for the digital age. With iTunes and the iPod, it developed some of the most innovative and high-quality technology of our time. Beats, which was founded by Dr. Dre and music impresario Jimmy Iovine, makes headphones that many consider so mediocre that they inspire YouTube satires like this one.
I only wanted the Beats because I liked the way they looked. And they're endorsed by the second coolest living rapper.
So why is Apple paying so much for Beats?
At first, the news was certainly puzzling to me.
That's Mike McGuire. He's an analyst with the research firm Gartner.
But I think what we're seeing is Apple realizing, you know, as dominant as they are and as iconic as they've been, there are other products that have built up great affinity as well and demographics that are probably going to be increasingly important to companies like Apple.
And here's the other thing. Even if a lot of music snobs don't like the sound of Beats headphones, Mark Richardson, the editor-in-chief of the music review site Pitchfork, says Beats headphones are perfect for what a lot of millennials are listening to because they emphasize bass.
In the last 5 or 6 years, the rise of like EDM music, this kind of festival-ready electronic dance music with super deep bass, that's just become a much more popular thing along with the rise of Beats.
And along with those headphones and audio gear, Apple purchased Beats Music, a still small streaming service. Apple is late to the game on streaming. Spotify just passed 10 million paying subscribers. Apple could have built its own streaming service, but there's some mistrust by music executives who never felt happy with the way Apple set prices and dominated downloads. By buying Beats, says analyst McGuire, Apple's also getting Dr. Dre and Jimmy Iovine, two men with good music business connections.
It's not just the internal team that built the brand. It's all those partners those folks worked with, right? Those sorts of contacts are, you know, yeah, very important.
In a press release, Apple CEO Tim Cook says, "Music holds a special place within our hearts at Apple. That's why we're bringing together these extraordinary teams." But many Apple lovers fear that the acquisition is another sign that the company is losing its mojo since the death of its visionary founder, Steve Jobs, who many believe would have built his own headphones or streaming music service. James McQuivey, an analyst at Forrester Research, isn't buying it. He says Apple has been working on wearable technology, stuff like smartwatches and other fitness wearables. Beats could help them with that market.
If Beats is worth $3 billion to Apple, it's not for the revenue, it's not even for the brand, it's for the ability to put big technology on your body, and that's something that Apple would want to do.
And now that Apple owns some big headphones, it's something it's going to do. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.